it's Here and Now, and it's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions. That was music from Slint, My Morning Jacket, and Bonnie Prince Billy, all musicians from Louisville, Kentucky, who have become popular nationally. So let's check in with some artists there who may follow suit. Kyle Meredith is music director at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky. He also hosts the radio show The Weekly Feed about new music, and he's with us now from WFPK. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, just describe the Louisville music scene in 2013 for us based on what we heard and what else is out there.
You know, the Louisville music scene has always had kind of an identity crisis, much like the city, as far as our, you know, where we are. Louisville's not really the South, the East, the West, or the North. And musically, it's always kind of been like that. I mean, you went from Slint to Bonnie Prince Billy to My Morning Jacket, you know, a band that created math rock to one of the great folk musicians of the day. That stays true today here in Louisville. We have a great rock scene, but as far as exactly what that rock scene sounds like, you know, it's never been able to be defined in the same way that you've been able to say the Seattle scene or the San Francisco scene. There's a lot going on here, and right at once, there's a lot of artists that are really starting to get picked up on some good labels, too, so we're, you know, finding our way out into the national scene a little bit more than usual.
But would you say you're closer to what's going on in Seattle or what's going on maybe in Austin, Texas?
I think Austin is our closest companion musically. I get to head down to South by Southwest and my first ACL this year. And I, you know, hearing those musicians down there, I do hear a lot of Louisville and the back and forth. We've accepted a lot of Austin musicians up here and vice versa. So if there's some kind of pipeline happening, yeah, it would definitely be like Austin.
Well, let's listen to the 2013 Song of the Year from the Louisville Music Awards. This is called The Blonde Leading the Blonde. It's by a group called Wax Fang. Tell us about what we're hearing here.
You know, I wouldn't call Wax Fang a glam band at all, but they kind of rock like that. They're taking their music, in very much a rock style, adding prog elements to it, going into space rock and psychedelic rock. Once again, I think it really does embody what the city's got going on with the song. Even the creators of American Dad have fallen in love with them. I think they used an entire episode of Wax Fang's song, so it's a good time to be that band.
And we should say it's called The Blonde Leading the Blonde, but neither of the band members is blonde.
No, that's right. I think Scott Carney is a bit of a dirty blonde on his hair.
So
maybe
that
wishful
sort of
thinking.
Counts, yeah.
Right.
Well, let's listen to another one of their songs. This is Majestic. Kyle, there's almost a Billy Joel quality to that.
Yeah, the theatrics they put in it. I mean, that piano hitting those, you know, that straight beat there carries it along. And it is perfect to kind of put behind some kind of cinematic landscape. It was a fun episode of American Dad.
Well, of course, Wax Fang is not the only group coming out of Louisville right now. Let's listen to a folk singer, Cheyenne Mize. This is a song called Among the Gray. What caught your ear here?
You know, when she started out, when Cheyenne Mize started out, she was with Bonnie Prince Billy, and they were doing this quiet acoustic thing. And what we noticed about her was she had this amazing voice and really a knack for lyrics. Within only two albums and an EP in the middle, she's gone from that really quiet stuff to now what's this PJ Harvey-sounding grit that's coming out of her guitar. It goes everywhere from a rocker like Among the Gray to some of the more traditional quiet stuff and really ambient, odd, playful stuff that not a lot of artists would take chances with. She's really trying something new with music, and I can't wait to see where her career goes.
Yeah, well, and I described her as a folk singer. That really kind of stretches the boundaries of what you would think of as folk.
Yeah, and like I said, she started out, I think we were all calling her folk, and she was quick to kind of shake that as quick as possible.
We're talking with WFPK's Kyle Meredith about music in Louisville, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Kyle, let's go to another group. This is Cabin, and the song is The Oceanographer.
We dive and dive and all is fine for now, and these final words came choking out, and your eardrums burst in epitaph, my final verse still choking back the lines there.
And the founder of this group, Noah Hewitt Ball, actually has a degree in visual art. He got into music after he wrote a soundtrack to accompany some paintings. Tell us about the group Cabin.
Yeah, being a visual artist, I think you can really hear that in his music, too, if that makes sense.
A lot of drama in it.
There is, and for a band to be able to take such atmosphere and kind of interject it into their music, I've always had a hard time telling people exactly what they sound like. I think the closest I ever came was elements of Coldplay and the Alan Parsons Project. If you were kind of
you hear
to put
Coldplay in that,
just a little bit, and I think it's in his voice. There's something about his voice that always reminded me of Chris Martin, but in, I don't want to call that prog rock or anything like that, but it starts to steer that way just a little bit.
Before we let you go, I want to hear from one more. This is Dave Moyson. Here is a song called Don't Need to Worry About Me.
Don't need to worry about me. I've got everything I need to be. Free from all your other bothers. And when I'm bust out this groove, you'll see the wrong start to move. So let me hear you holler.
Now, Kyle, I don't want to put you in a box here, but I definitely hear Louisville there. I mean, I can hear Kentucky in that.
Is there a good Kentucky stomp going on in that song? Yeah, you know, Dave just knocked me out. He was this smiley kid from around Louisville, and suddenly he comes out as this amazing pop artist. You know, I'd put his music more in the pop vein of rock. And the guy can just write songs anytime, anywhere, and every single one of them have these amazing hooks that I end up singing along to, you know, sleepless nights with his songs in my head.
And he's working on some new music, so stay tuned. But Kyle Meredith, one last thing. I guess we should mention that the most famous song in the world is also claimed by Louisville.
Yeah, we do claim that one right here. Happy Birthday, Known the World Over, was written right here in Louisville by two sisters who ran an orphanage. I think they're the Hill Sisters. So yeah, we have all this great music and the most famous song of all time.
Is that a disputed fact, or is that, can we write
that
down
real
in the books?
Yeah, that's real. That's actually here. That's on the books.
All right. Kyle Meredith, music director at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky. He also hosts the music show, The Weekly Feed, and he joined us from Louisville. Kyle, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Robin, we have all the songs you heard at hereandnow.org, except for this one, which I don't think we're going to want to hear this version of ever again.
Well, and many people are hearing it over and over and over again if you've got kids. From NPR and WBR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston with a new performance season. Miranda Jewell, Carol Armitage, and Bill T. Jones. More at ICABoston.org.